Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's turn now to the Middle East, where protests in Iran over high gas prices are now in their fifth day. Amnesty International has reported more than 100 deaths in these protests. Some reports indicate higher numbers. That's not the only problem, though. Iran is also facing major backlash in Iraq over revelations about its influence there. And for more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Hi, Ali.
Hey, how are you?
So obviously, these protests have been violent. Remind us why the Iranians are protesting.
Well, so it's largely about economics, right? Iranians are to some degree, have been frustrated by their government for many, many years. In fact, there was a, if you recall, the Green Revolution in 2009. But there are two things that go on in Iran. One is there's a detente, really, between the government and people who sort of say, look, not everybody likes their government in Iran, but they know what the rules are and they live by it. The problem is the Iranian economy prior to the nuclear deal and now since the U.S. has pulled out of the nuclear deal has suffered. Inflation is rampant. It's over 40%. And part of the problem is the Iranian government subsidizes gasoline. They have now reduced that subsidy because they're broke. And this is what people are protesting. So there's a there's an undercurrent about not loving how the government is running. And then there's the basic economics, very high inflation. And the last straw was the gas subsidies.
Let's talk more about that undercurrent involving the government. These protests have been really described as fairly spontaneous, but also broad based, directly targeting the entire regime. How common is it to see Iranians defy the government like this?
It's not common. We saw it in 2009. We saw it again in 2017. That was also pegged to gasoline prices. It's very, very hard in Iran to protest the government. The security services are very strong. Justice is very swift and stern. And it is very hard. There's no organized opposition movement because even to run for office as an opposition leader, you have to be cleared by the government. You have to be religious enough and not a dissident and all those kinds of things. So there's a lot of feeling of dissidents in Iran, but they can't organize. So there is a sort of a spontaneity to this sort of thing. In fact, what the government did after these protests started is they cut off somewhere close to 90% of the internet in the country throttled it back because they know that's how it spreads. The Green Revolution in 2009 was kind of entirely spread on Twitter. You remember that was that young woman who was shot and her picture was shown all over. So it's the only way a protest can occur in Iran through relative spontaneity. But the frustration, and I recall being there before the Iran deal was signed, people certainly wouldn't openly speak to an American journalist about their frustrations with their own government. But when you spoke about the economy, they were remarkably frustrated. And in the end, so many protests around the world are about something else, but the trigger tends to be when people can't afford to get their basic goods.
There are also all of these protests that are happening in Iraq. There are more than 320 people have been killed there. There's so much happening here. Very quickly, 30 seconds that I have with you. What do you think we could be witnessing, a turning point in Iran at this point?
Yeah, well, so Iraq is also people are frustrated by corruption and the lack of a government to be able to do anything. But they're also protesting the fact that Iran has undue influence in Iraq. It's the same thing as Iran. It's a young people's protest against old governments with too much power. So Iran involved
in both
of these.
No problem. Yes, thank you so much, Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent.